97.9 The Hill, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, and joined as always at this time of the morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world beyond us. Hello.
Hello. I've got something really interesting to talk about. I know that's not the best clarifier because it implies that sometimes it's not interesting.
Yeah.
I hope you're always interested.
I am always interested.
That I talk about.
I'm not, I don't think I would always be interested in the things that you were talking about if I just like came across them online and saw the article, but you present them in an interesting way, and that's a skill that's worth celebrating.
Yo, it takes two to tango, and today we're going to specifically dance around endangered animals. Or, yeah, I actually am not going to keep going with that joke that I was, anyway.
All right. Yes.
There are 1,700 plants and animals listed as endangered or threatened with extinction, according to a very neat article that I read over on the Associated Press. That article also indicates that in aggregate, these species get just over $1 billion spent toward their preservation. Matthew Brown and John Flesher say it's $1.2 billion precisely. But that top line number really obscures the reality of the funding situation, which is what the article really breaks down.
Okay.
Because about half that money goes to two fish. Yeah. Which I feel like they kind
Dang.
Of buried the lead a little bit on this one.
Two species of fish or two specific fish?
It would be way funnier if it was just Mr. Limpet and Nemo from Finding Nemo. Those are the two fish
Hello.
That we give $500 million to. But like, so it's salmon and steelhead trout
okay.
are the two fish that about half of money spent to help endangered species go to. And the remaining balance tends to be spent toward more charismatic endangered species like manatees and grizzly bears and
right.
spotted owls. The animals with a budget line that got the least amount of money was the fringed mountain snail in Virginia, which had $100 thrown its way for preservation.
Wow.
Yeah, that's almost a little insulting.
That's just very insulting.
Oh, you've like, got an endangered species? Here's $100.
That's like tipping a penny.
Yeah.
It's like, if you don't tip, at least you can get away with saying, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot, because that can happen. But if you tip a penny, that's, no, I remembered, and I'm insulting you. Like, I would rather, if I was a mountain snail, I would rather not get any money at
well,
all.
Well, don't worry. About 200 plants and animals literally received no money
oh, good.
At
that's
all.
Better.
So out of 1,700, only 1,500 got any sort of support, and a great deal of that is very similar to the here's a dollar.
Yeah.
Good luck out there, champ.
Where is this money coming from? Like, there's not like a federal program that provides $100, so.
Yeah, no, it's through the nonprofits and funds that are established that are always trying to collect money
right.
to help these
is
species
there a, is there
out.
A
or
mountain
it's local efforts that also is something that counts towards some stuff. Like,
is there a mountain snail-based nonprofit that managed to raise $100 in the last year? You didn't even have to declare that, I don't think.
See, now, with hindsight being 2020, I knew that I shouldn't have dropped the fringed mountain snail got $100 without doing significantly more research about
I have questions.
Who exactly gave $100 for the preservation of the fringed mountain snail.
Even even a failed GoFundMe would get more than $100.
If I had to hazard a guess, I would say that this AP article broke down local organizations as well, and as someone that keeps track of what the Eno River folks are up to, I could see them sort of breaking it down in terms of how much of our efforts, how much of our funding is going
right,
toward these
right.
specific. It was probably a local organization like that just allocated $100 toward this just on their budget balance sheet.
Gotcha. Okay.
Anyway, 67% of spending on endangered species goes toward fish, 7% goes toward mammals, and just 5% to birds. I feel like those are interesting numbers to break down, and I feel like that it is worth remembering that all of these animals deserve at least some
yes.
kind of, and plants,
and plants.
We're saying animals a lot. Plants are also very important. Biodiversity is extremely important.
It is also the case that like we're allocating funds to endangered species in the same way that we allocate resources and opportunities to people, which is, for better or worse, we tend to focus more of our positive energy on people who are charismatic or attractive physically.
Or delicious in the case of salmon.
You went there. All right.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. How are the salmon and the trout doing? Because, like, if they're getting all that money, we should at least be seeing some benefit for all the money and resources we're putting in.
They're doing a heck of a lot better than the Virginian fringed mountain snail, I tell you what.
That's not saying anything at all. I don't care about the Virginia fringed mountain
no
snail.
No one cares
if I did,
about
I
the Virginia
fringed. I would have given $100, but no, I'm not.